Jesus said, "Blessed are the persecuted," and they are suffering big time right now. This is Bible League International, and 19-year-old Aria was beaten by her own father and violated by local authorities. You know what her crime was? Simply that she gave her life to Jesus Christ after leaving radical Islam. They need Bibles in order to endure and persevere. And that's why Truth Network and Bible League are teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 persecuted believers around the world at $5 a Bible. $100 sends 20. Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Word 800 yes word or give at truthnetwork.com.
Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Now, the devil's nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Today, I get the privilege of having a dear, dear friend with me online today. Tim Neighbors, welcome to the Man Up Show.
Hey, Nikita. Glad to be here.
Well, it's...
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. And, you know, I was trying to remember, Tim, what we'd like to do, of course, towards the top of the show is kind of give our listeners an idea on who they're listening to. And so I was trying to remember how far back our friendship extends and even how we first met, and you may have more recollection than I do, but let's do this. Tim Neighbors got a lovely bride, Tammy. I have spent many a times overnight in your home and ministered in your church, and we've done a lot together. But just tell our listeners, just give them a quick backdrop on Tim Neighbors, who you are, and tell a little bit about your family.
All right. As far as you and I, we met at a men's conference about 15 years ago. You were preaching and it was a Boy Scout camp, and I can't remember where, for Rob Lambert. And then after the conference was over with, you were going to come home and preach at our church, and we volunteered to be the host family, and you spent the night with us. And it just seemed from that point on, you and I just kind of clicked, and I think we've been friends ever since. I live, honestly, in Sweet Home, Alabama. That is the name of our church I grew up in. So it is actually a place, Nikita, Sweet Home, Alabama.
Man, Tim, our listeners might have thought you were like from France, or you might have been from Spain. They never would have guessed you were from the South, Tim. I'm just saying.
Sweet Home, Alabama. Yes.
Sweet.
My voice gave that away.
I love it. Sweet Home, Alabama. Your lovely bride. Of course, you have a lovely bride.
My wife, Tammy. We've been married 38 years. Have a daughter, 3 awesome grandchildren, which you know a little bit about. And we're just truly blessed, Nikita. I grew up playing sport. My goal was to play football for Bear Bryant. Of course, I'm a big Alabama fan.
But, roll Tide.
Roll Tide, baby. That's right. And, you know, the good Lord has a sense of humor because as I got a little older and became a senior, I didn't grow up anymore, but I sure grew out.
Okay.
So that part kind of left me, but I ended up walking on at Jack State University, played for a year, and decided that football was not as fun anymore, and I decided to need to get on with my life. So got my education degree, became a teacher and a coach, and was in administration for several years, and decided to run for superintendent. And I spent 8 years as superintendent of schools for Marshall County, and then retired at 14, and then just been doing interim work ever since. So that's pretty much my boring life.
I don't know about that. I think it's pretty fascinating in terms of you know, the your your walk in education and the impact you've made there. And again, we've gotten to know each other. I've gotten to spend time under the roof of your own home with your family and getting to know them and actually even done some things. You mentioned speaking at your church, but in the men's conference, but also some different school related events that you've had me do and a part of. And I know
you remember that.
Yeah, and I know, and you've made an incredible impact. Here's what I've learned in spending time down there in Alabama, in and around some of the cities and traveling around some of the cities with you, is seems like everywhere I went, somebody knew Tim Nabors, and whether you had been their teacher or their principal or their superintendent, they knew you and had nothing but kind things to say about you. So you have made your own impact.
Well, again, I've truly been blessed. And I will tell a quick story to the listeners out there that I did have Nikita to come and speak to our teachers at one of the schools where I was superintendent, and was very impressed, very awesome speech, and then actually brought Christ into the topic. But afterwards, I basically had to get on to Nikita and ask him to leave because I couldn't do any work because all my teachers wanted to have their picture made with me.
They were all standing in line and all the students were, the students weren't there yet. It was a workshop, right? Like the kick the year off, I think, wasn't it? Like a teacher's workshop?
Yes, it was an orientation. It was a basically the first meeting we all come back together from summer break, and everybody was so impressed with you and speech, and they just I couldn't get them to go back to work for wanting to hang around you. So
yeah, like get out of here so I can get these people doing their job. And they weren't all wrestling fans, which some people find that they're like, wait, not everybody's a wrestling fan. I get that. Yeah. So I know they weren't all fans, but that I do remember that. That was very memorable, and it was quite an honor to address a group of teachers and educators. And of course, for you, so the interesting thing, so how many, Tim, how many years, like, total in education, from when you first officially retired, not the interim work that you're doing, but from start to finish?
Well, not the interim work, but I retired for 32 and a half years, and then I've been actually working the last eight, like I said, doing interim work.
So over 40 years now in education.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing in and of itself, and commend you for doing that, and especially in today's world, to have an educator like you. And you mentioned interim work, so you retire, but you were in, and I know you'd never say this, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. You've been in high demand to, I call you the troubleshooter, like maybe a county's kind of, wavering, and they're like, we need to get Tim Nabors in here to turn things around. Now, you've done that a handful of times as well, correct?
Yes, sir. I've done that every year except for one since I retired. I've filled in as superintendent or principal of the school, or I've actually even went in and evaluated all of one system's principals and central office staff. So I've stayed pretty busy, but like I said, that's been because of the good Lord. He's definitely blessed me in my life and given me those opportunities.
Well, and so what would be some of the things, like if you were to come in and let's say, a district, a school district is in, let's just say, a disarray of some sort, and they bring you in to make some corrections or get some things working in the right direction, what could you give an example or two of what you would maybe have had to do over the last 8 years?
Well, we'll just start with the first one, the one where you came and spoke to my staff. That system had fired their superintendent, and the community, the entire town, was in an uproar. They were very upset and angry. My first board meeting that I sat down at was actually the board was interviewing me for the job, and then actually hired me at the same meeting, but it was to a packed room and people standing outside, and they were not very happy. So that was my very first board meeting at that system. But it just, it was a situation where expectations didn't meet reality. The reality was they had an awesome school system, but they just made some poor choices, and the thought process of everybody in the community was that it was a bad place, but it actually wasn't. So I just kind of went in and just allowed the good people there to do their job, and would just kind of direct them in certain ways, and I just kind of let the take course, and they just kind of fell right back in line. And getting people like you to come in and talk and give direction and just kind of led by example. And we started something there that I'd done previously in Marsh County. We'd start every Monday morning with prayer time. We'd pray for the school, we'd pray for the staff and the kids. And so we did that every day, and that actually got me in trouble when I did that in Marshall County, but that's okay too.
Yeah, well,
those are the kind of things we did.
So let me ask you a question regarding that then. So in fast forward to today's modern day, right? And I won't timestamp this, but let's just say in the modern day in which we're living, which, you know, we could have a long discussion about taking, you know, if you want to say God out of the schools back in the 60s but I'm aware of an organization currently in Texas that has actually gotten permission to go into, I don't know if it's one district but on the wall, "In God We Trust." And so it seems like God is making his way back into at least some of the schools. So is it kind of, Tim, county by county, as far as even present day, that people or certain counties are more open to prayer, to have something like "In God We Trust" on the entrance of the school when you're walking in or something? Or give us the kind of the climate there in Alabama presently.
Well, it is. It's system by system. Marsh County, where I was superintendent, we started something. We prayed before every board meeting. And so there was an organization out of Wisconsin that called Freedom from Religion that threatened to sue me and wrote me a letter and said if I didn't cease and desist, they were going to sue me and the school system. And so, but we kept praying. We never stopped. And they actually wrote a letter to our state superintendent, actually our governor at the time, and just complaining, saying that they were going to bring a lawsuit if we didn't stop praying. Well, we never stopped. We kept right on praying. And 8 years I was superintendent there, we never stopped it. And to this day, as far as I know, they still pray. And they've never brought a lawsuit. They just like to threaten. But even when I went to Jacksonville, I was superintendent there, we had a local church that just wanted to do a prayer walk around our school and pray for our kids and the teachers. And I allowed that. Then they found out about that and wrote me a letter and said that I couldn't do that. So, you know, the attackers are out there. Satan is definitely out there. But we stood firm. And it's each superintendent makes that call. So some... Gotcha. Took prayer out of the loudspeaker before football games. We still always allowed that. So
yeah,
it's system by system, basically.
Well, that's pretty me. I'm reminded of an expression that, you know, their bark, it sounds like their bark is worse than their bite. Or if we want to put a biblical overtone on that, the enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, right?
Absolutely.
And is what it sounds like. And it's just, you know, in the sense you might say, with the warfare that we're seeing on every level, not just in education, but on each and in every level. And Tim, have you had to, some of this discussion around, you know, the different things that I guess some have said in indoctrination and into the schools, starting at even at a elementary age and stuff. Have you had to combat some of those, some of the present day things that certain organizations are trying to get in schools. Has that been much of an issue in Alabama or not so much?
It's not right now, and hope and pray that it stays that way, but we don't have that issue, especially in the area where I've been involved. I think it would have been quite the opposite. If I'd even tried that, that would run me out. So,
Right.
Still very firm biblical Bible belt in this area, and they still stand firm on those principles.
Gotcha. That's amazing. And speaking of that, so you've not only been in education, but you know, you've been very involved, of course, in your church and as an interim in education presently. But you did some things in the pastor's role as well, have you not, over the years?
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Yes, sir. I was a pastor at a small church in our county. I was pastor there for 3 years, and then God called me, and I stepped away from that. And then Tammy and I have been back at our church serving our home church, Sweet Home Baptist Church, for the past 7 years, I think, 6 or 7 years. And right now, and Nikita, you may sit down for this, but right now I'm actually leading the music at our church.
Come on! You are croning on the platform? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, you know, the sad part about it is at home when I sing in here, Tammy goes outside so the neighbors don't think she's beating me up or something.
And the dogs howl? Did the dogs howl?
But, you know, right now, we're currently without a pastor, a music minister, and a youth director. So I just lead the old Southern hymnals. I can get them started, and then I take the mic away from my mouth so I can hear them.
There you go. There you go. You get it rolling. And I know we've talked, of course, in the future, I'm going to be coming back down your way. You and I talked about bringing the Man Up Conference, which I think I may rename the Man Up Intensive. What do you think about that idea, Tim? Man Up Intensive.
But one thing I've learned with you, anything you do is intensive. So let's see it.
You just have to look at my facial expressions in the wrestling ring, right, to know I was a pretty intense individual, right? So, yes. And so the same in ministry. And actually, I'm looking forward to coming back down, spending a weekend with you and with your men and there at your church and just, you know, hopefully impacting some lives in that respect as well. And so, and by the way, I do remember now that you brought it up, that very first men's conference that I spoke at, I do remember that. And so that was a good memory jogger there. Now, let me ask you this too. We're talking about education, talking about ministry. We had gotten involved too for a while. We were involved, of course, this is kind of in the world of education, nutrition, right? So we did a lot of things together in regards to helping people. You opened a lot of different doors because just like I said, I think anybody and everybody knows Tim Nabors down there in Sweet Home, Alabama. But you opened a lot of doors. We had a lot of fun doing that too, didn't we? We did a lot of seminars and had a lot of meetings and just helping people on that healthy path too, right?
Exactly. Now, you finally worked on me and worked on me, and I finally have taken a little bit of it. I still have my issues, but I've dropped quite a few of those pounds and intentionally work out and do some things now. So it definitely has helped out.
But good.
Yeah, we had some good times doing that and meeting, and you know, we even we did a quest together back in Ralston, Georgia, a while back.
Yep. Way back when, which you know, and I ended up doing. I ended up helping, you know, facilitating and organizing ministry approximately about 60 of those. And what was that? Tell us, just give us a minute on how that might have impacted you and did it make any lasting impressions on you?
Well, Nikita, I'll just very honestly and openly, that was the most powerful 6 days I've ever spent, in intentional days with Christ. One of the things we talked about is being on the mountaintop. Those 6 days that when you leave your home, you leave your work, and you drop your cell phone and you have no contact with anybody, you're out in the woods with 23 other men, and you're just worshiping God from 7 o'clock in the morning till a lot of times 2 and 3 a.m. And it was just powerful. It was at that time, God had been working on me about answering the call to ministry. And it was at that time that it was like the light, the sign was shining for me he was calling me to preach. And so when I came back home and I made that commitment, but I'll never forget, we were on the bus coming home and you stood up in front of us and said, "Man, while we've been gone, Satan has been working. So just be prepared when you get back home that he's going to have laid a path for you. It's not good." And I'll never forget, the next day I went into work, it was like he had broken loose. And I thought, he's pretending. He knew exactly what was going on.
Well,
but powerful.
Yeah, because I say it all the time. I said at a recent Manna conference that the warfare is real. It really is real. And so, especially for someone like yourself, you know, is on that path of wanting to draw closer in your relationship to the Lord, and you're willing to go to a camp like that and really dive in deeper into your relationship with Him and Him equip you and empower you to go home and fight the good fight, right? To fight the good fight of faith. Yeah. And so, I mean, and so we've come, I don't want to say full circle, but, you know, we're back, Lex and I are back in Royston, Georgia doing man camp now. So what once was Quest, we're now doing these camps that are man camp and a similar type format, although different curriculum and different teaching moments and things that we're empowering and equipping men to do through teaching and training, sending them home to impact their family, impact their community, and if they're out in the marketplace wherever the Lord might lead them. So, yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up and mentioning that. And so for our listeners out there, that may be something that, you know, for the guys especially, and we have a lot of ladies, a lot of women that listen to this show, Tim, and just want to know what men are talking about on the Man Up Show. And I've had women on the show. So we, you know,
absolutely,
one day we'll get Miss Tammy on this show with us here. And
she might tell you a different side of what I've seen.
She might give one. See, that's why I love having women on the show, because they give a much, perhaps, different impression of what's being said. But that said... That said, so we get a whole variety of listeners, and certainly love to get all their feedback, but especially regarding to a camp. Like, so I'll just say this, you know, because they're like, I like to ask the wives a lot of times. So what was that experience like? You know, Tim returns home. You know, were there any changes? Did he implement anything? Put into action anything we taught him? And you know, at the camp, and many times the answer is yes. And we, because Tim, we've seen marriages restored. We've seen relationships between fathers and sons, and fathers and daughters, and just all kinds of amazing testimonies. But for the listener out there, if there's an interest there, go to koloff.net, go to that website and just click on the link to Man Camp, and you can learn more about it. And potentially we may see you one day in Royston, Georgia. And so,
Nikita, I will say this, and for the listeners out there, it's very intensive, but it's well worth it. If you ever get that opportunity, please take it, because if you ever want to be on the mountaintop, even that was short time, I love my wife, I love my home, my children, but if I could have stayed out there forever on that mountaintop, it was unreal. Mm. So, you know, it was just very powerful. So I would encourage any man that would want to get intensive with God to take that opportunity.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tim. And I tell, you know, and I tell everyone it's a different experience for every single guy. You know, it's not an event, it's an experience. And so wherever they're at in their walk in life, single, married, kids, grandkids, in ministry, in the marketplace, you know, we've had homeless that have attended the camps over the years, sleeping next to a multimillionaire. Like, the stories are endless of guys who've been impacted through the camps. And so I appreciate that.
If I remember right, and I won't call any names, but the camp that we were at, there was a young man from New York that was, I think, pretty big into the gangs. And it was like his life was, and I think it was that area, but anyway, his life was impacted. And he came just because a friend asked him to that camp.
Yep.
And you have to prepare to be there.
Yep.
But it was definitely worth it.
Well, I appreciate it. And I appreciate your story. I really do. And you know, our friendship over the years and just what the future holds for you, Tim, and you and Tammy, and as a father, as a grandfather, and an educator, and I know he's not done with you yet, and I can't wait to get back to Alabama and be able to spend some more time with you guys, and appreciate you being on the show today.
Yes, sir.
Well, and for all of you out there in listening land, as you've heard some of Tim's story, Tim Nabors, Sweet Home Alabama. And Tim, last question real quick. So is Sweet Home, what's it near? What's another town? Or I think there's a lake, a famous lake there near you, right?
We're very close to Gunnersville Lake, where and a lot of people know where Huntsville, Alabama is. We're just south of Huntsville, but we're between Arab and Gunnersville, and we're literally 4 miles from Gunnersville Lake.
And it is a beautiful lake, and we've had a number of dinners down that way. And so, hey, if you're ever passing through Alabama, make sure you stop in Sweet Home.
Absolutely.
That's right, and take in Lake Gunnersville as well. And so, Tim and Tammy Nabor, thank you so much for being on the Man Up Show today, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Man Up with Nikita Koloff. Once the Russian nightmare, now the devil's nightmare. Shatoita.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com, because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.